From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This year marks a very special anniversary for Ballet Idaho. Since 1972, the company has been celebrating stories of the human spirit through dance. And now, 50 years later, they are commemorating this accomplishment with the performance of four different programs. So joining us today to talk more about the history of Ballet Idaho and what they have in store for us this season is Laura Curry, Executive Director of the company, and Artistic Director Garrett Anderson. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you,
Thanks, Gemma.
Great to be here.
So, Laura, 50 years, this is quite the achievement. Can you talk to us a little bit about the history of Ballet Idaho?
Well, sure. I mean, I could talk about it for hours, but I'll give you kind of a quick snapshot. We have quite a history here, as you can imagine, in 50 years. And as you mentioned, Gemma, we did start in 1972. So when we were founded, we were actually Ballet Folk, which was founded in Moscow with a grant from the Idaho Commission on the Arts of $8,000. So that's how we started. And interestingly, our first performance included excerpts from Swan Lake, which we're going to be doing this May at the Morrison Center, kind of giving a nod to our history. But we went through some iterations. So in 1980, Ballet Folk became American Festival Ballet. And then American Festival Ballet moved from Moscow to Boise in 1982. So that's how we got to the Treasure Valley. And then in 1992, we moved to our current location here at 8th and Myrtle, thanks to then board member Esther Simplot, who's been very generous with our organization over the years. And then in 1993, we became Ballet Idaho. So that's how we got to our current name and our current location.
And you're the only professional ballet company in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. So, Garrett, how important are the artistic experiences that this company is offering?
Well, I like that you call them experiences, Gemma, because, of course, there's nothing like a live performance, and no two performances are alike. I think the most important thing about the arts is that it elevates how we perceive and respond to the world around us. And I think everyone, regardless of who you are, needs to be inspired, whether you know it or not.
And Laura, Ballet Idaho also offers education and outreach programs. So for people who aren't quite familiar with that, can you tell us a little bit about those programs as well?
Sure. So as you mentioned, we are the only professional company in that three-state region. And our Ballet Idaho Academy is actually the only school that's associated with a professional company in that three-state region. So our academy serves roughly 300 students per year. And in addition to the classes that we provide for our students, we also provide a lot of educational outreach. So we go out into the community and bring the community into the venues where we perform so that everyone can have access to ballet. And our educational outreach programs were actually started in 1996 and have grown since then. So each season we invite roughly 2,000 people to come to our shows for free through different nonprofits that serve underserved and underprivileged residents in our communities. And we also are really excited to offer student matinees to each of our big shows. So the Nutcracker and our Spring Story Ballet, we always provide free tickets for school children to come and see the shows. And we're excited because for our upcoming show, Mozart in Motion, I think we're going to have about 1,200 kids who will be with us to see a special performance of that for a student matinee.
And we should note that audiences returned in person to Ballet Idaho last year, but you did have a fully digital season during 2020 and 2021. So, Garrett, what are you most excited about this upcoming season?
Well, Gemma, right now I'm just so immersed in this Mozart in Motion program. We've been preparing for the last 5 weeks. We have one more week in the studios before we hit the stage. And I think it's going to be just such a joyful and celebratory way to kick off our 50th anniversary season. It's really a program that looks back and looks forward at the same time. We have some classics, Divertimento number 15, which is a Balanchine, a George Balanchine piece, one of his most iconic, very classical, with tutus and pointe shoes. And then we have a new work that I'm creating, a contemporary piece by a Chicago choreographer, Stephanie Martinez. We just started working on that with her today. And a very iconic work by Lar Lubavitch, who has been making dances for more than 50 years. And he is going to be here later this week to put the finishing touches on that piece. So really, really excited for this show. There's actually four performances this year, so you could even see it more than once.
And Laura, for you, I mean, what are you most looking forward to this season? I mean, in particular, because as I mentioned, I mean, this is only your second season back fully in person.
I think for me, I'm most looking forward to the special energy that we have this season and the people that it's bringing to our events and that I think it will bring to our performances. You know, we've seen just in the last couple of days at an event we had folks who we haven't talked to in, you know, 40 years who helped found our company. And I think as we progress throughout the season and people realize it's our 50th, they're going to show up and re-engage with us. And I'm really excited about that because I think it's so important for us to connect with those who built the foundation that we're built on.
Where can folks go to get tickets?
They should visit our website, Gemma, www.balletidaho.org, and all the information they need is there. And they are also very welcome to call us if they have any questions. And that's 208-343-0556.
And Gemma, well, I want to thank we love talking
oh, go ahead.
About
yes,
ballet, but I would love for them to see the promo video that we put together so they can see some of these words in action and see the diverse program that we have coming up. You can see that
and
on
where
our
do
YouTube
they...
channel. Media.
Okay, so go to Ballet Idaho's YouTube channel. Well, you know, it's just so wonderful to be talking about the arts once again and knowing that things are back in person. So thank you both so much for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's great to talk with you, Gemma.
Always great to be here. Thanks.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Laura Curry, Executive Director of Ballet Idaho, and Garrett Anderson, Artistic Director of Ballet Idaho. It is the company's 50th anniversary this year. You can learn more. We will put information up on our website as well. I'm Gemma Gaudet, and this is Idaho Matters.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.